Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with nutritionist Shailene McNeil joining us in just a moment.
The totally redesigned Hustler X1 is the perfect combination of power and versatility. The Hustler X1 mower can do it all. The X1 gives you true commercial quality and design with 52, 60, and 72-inch decks, and you save $1,000 over last year's prices. Hustler's warranty provides extra peace of mind. With mowing speeds up to 10.5 miles per hour and reliability of all day every day, it's the redesigned Hustler X1 for you. To find your Hustler dealer, go to HustlerTurf.com. Save big on the X1. Hustler, they're fun to run.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
The 2017 Summer Cattle Industry Meetings. We're in Denver, and we've got Dr. Shailene McNeil joining us today. Shailene, thank you for joining us. And she's Executive Director for Human Nutrition for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've been working with a researcher and have gotten beef included in some trials that is now developing something you're calling BeefWise. Tell me about this.
That's right. We're really excited about the results of this great new study. The study is called BeefWise, and what it stands for is beef's role in weight improvement, satisfaction, and energy. So that's what we're really wanting to understand, is how can beef be a part of weight management. So we've got this research out from the University of Colorado. Internationally known obesity researchers have shown that when you're eating a higher protein diet, you can include beef as part of that higher protein diet and get very effective weight loss. So it's really great news.
So the basis of this particular study had a group of two different groups, one eating beef, one not eating beef, right?
That's right. We know and probably heard that higher protein diets are really catching on and people are seeing that they're very effective for them. There's a lot of good science to say that if you're eating higher protein, it may be easier to lose weight. But consumers still have that question. They know that they can eat higher protein, but they're wondering, do I have to cut back on my beef intake, or will it raise my cholesterol, or will it cause some challenges for me? So that was the basis. It's let's put these people on a higher protein diet where they were told to cut back on their beef intake, restrict it, they couldn't have it, or the other group was allowed to include it as frequently as they want, at least 4 times a week, and they on their own ended up choosing 5 times a week.
So what were the conclusions?
So these individuals, both groups lost about 20 pounds in 16 weeks. So even the beef eating group that was eating 5 servings of beef per week, they were losing about 20 pounds on average. So that's great news. One really cool finding about this study is that of the fat that they lost, 95% of it was fat. They didn't lose a lot of muscle because, typically when you lose weight, you're going to lose a little bit of muscle and a little bit of fat. You want to hold on to as much muscle as you can, especially as we age. And so because of that higher protein diet, they were losing mostly fat. So great weight loss success.
Conclusion, in other words, for the beef industry, what was this? How can you use this?
We do not have to restrict beef intake to lose weight. And that can help us overcome a big myth that we often see with consumers. I saw a headline of a registered dietitian who heard about this study and wrote a Huffington Post article today. And he said, beef has earned its place at the weight loss table. And I love that because I think that really sums it up.
For the industry, you have these type of opportunities to look at this type of research. I know you've got some materials you've already put out. How do you intend to try to get the word out regarding BeefWise?
Absolutely. First thing we do is this study is available, open access to any scientist who wants to read about it and incorporate it into their research program. So we're sharing these results with all of our scientists that we have contact with. But as importantly, we're sharing this with those major nutrition communicators out there, the ones that are on TV shows, that are writing in blogs, that are carrying the word out on the latest nutrition science. And we're already starting to see that this is a study that's interesting them. They're putting it on their television shows. They're writing about it in their blog posts, so we're getting the word out. We'll get it out with medical doctors as well.
I guess what some of your state beef councils, Oklahoma, for example, they work with the dietitians, and so I would think that'd be a good audience.
The state beef councils are a key partner in this. They were briefed on the study. We included them in the process of getting the materials together so that they were geared up to go. As soon as the study was published and released, they have materials like tip sheets and tools that they can use to educate with their dietitians and their consumers as well.
Dr. Shailene McNeil. Now you can Google BeefWise Study to learn more. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Call her the tough lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields, and with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee carries the graze and grain tradition of OSU wheat breeding. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more, log on to okgenetics.com.
At your Beef Buzz from Denver, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.